from Mishkei Parshas B'Shalach.
Parshas B'Shalach is the bridge between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satoira. The one parsha in between in Bo is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in Yisro is Kabbalah Satoira. So this Sedra, the Shemitah Nefal here, points out the various incidents that took place in here in B'Shalach between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah were fundamental episodes, fundamental events for the whole future of Klal Yisrael. Before we could become Am Hashem properly at Sinai, the Kabbalah HaTorah, there were certain things that we had to achieve, certain lessons that had to be given to us, and that's here in this Parsha B'Shalach. So there's, besides being a Gewaldige Parsha, there's an enormous amount of very vital yesoidus of our emunah to be able to be Am Hashem. I'm looking at the Sedra. L'chaura, I split it into, there's, I think, five major events. So if you were to divide the Seder into its topics, I'd say you'd have five. Kriyas Yamsuf, first part is Kriyas Yamsuf. Then the incident at Morah, the bitter waters. It's a small pasha, but it's a pasha. Then there's Mon, big shtickle in the Humish, right? The pashas are Mon. And then, before the end of the Seder, the Be'er, Shemiriam, and Amalek. Five, the Milchamas Amalek, five events that took place here. So let's look a little bit at some of these. Obviously we can't cover that much in the 40 minutes, but let's see what we look at. To start off first, B'derech Hamelitza is a very interesting vertel, but it's very deep. On the first Pasuk, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're starting off, besides what I said to you before, that these are fundamental points for Klal Yisrael, we're starting off, the parasha starts off here on a long journey. It's a 40-year journey. Yeah? Klal Yisrael, that wasn't the original plan at the beginning, but the Maaseh, we know, B'Shalach Paras Ha'am, and it's 40 years, in the midway before they got into Eretz Yisrael, it's 40 years, it's a 40-year journey. During that time, Klal Yisrael travelled through the midway, close on 2-3 million people, which is, standing less than that. Normally, in life, how are we sustained? The main two things in bread and water keep a person alive. You get bread from the ground, plow the field, plow the land, and grows wheat. And you get rain, and you get water, you get rain. So rain comes from heaven, and water comes from heaven, and bread comes from the ground. What happened to the Eden in the Midbar? The exact reverse. They got bread from Hashemayim and water from the Be'er. V'loi nocham. That's the vertel on the pasuk. Vayi b'shalach paro yesa'om. V'loi nocham elokim. Hashem didn't lead Klal Yisrael derech eretz, the normal way of the world. Derech eretz means the way of the land, the way of the world. V'loi nocham elokim derech eretz.
That's your own.
No, I saw it somewhere. Come on, I rarely say my own. I don't remember where I saw it, but
it's good.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? But we should know. Klal Yisrael should know. We in the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not derech eretz. The Ribbono Klal Yisrael, the Malamit, the Malamit, the Teva. Klal Yisrael, there you are, the right start. No, not from the derech eretz. The normal way of the world. So it was special. The wisdom was special. We're elite. Yeah, we're elite. We are elite. Okay, that's just how my battle that opens. Now, let's move into three pesukim later when the pasuk talks about Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imoy. Before they left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu went and took Yosef's remains because Hashbeah, Bnei Yisrael, Yosef had made the Bnei Yisrael promise that when they go out from Mitzrayim, they will take him with. That Yosef was buried in Mitzrayim and it's home. Okay. So the pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu went himself personally and got the bones of Yosef. So first of all, the Pashtas, Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of a Kohen. Again, it's Abderach Melitza, not so. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash quotes, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. The Pasuk in Mishlei, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. Someone who's wise goes and takes mitzvahs. Kol Yisrael were busy chapping the Gelt on Mitzrayim, taking the Kesavas over the Smolas. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bother with that. He went and took mitzvahs, he went and he took Atzmos Yosef. Yeah? Okay. And the Pasuk described the Medrash. And the Medrash, you're going to ask, oh, Miss Kasha, you don't have the Kasha, but any of you come from the Kasha. That's part of the law. Yeah, okay, yeah. And the Pasuk, the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Chacham Lev. What's Chacham? Yasha Lev. You know, what's the Chacham Lev? Oh, we know. You have to have the sense to know to make the choice. Yeah, but what? The positive to return. So one word I saw was that Moshe Rabbeinu used his chokhmah satoyla. Moshe Rabbeinu got a dinner with Kohen. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu, until Aaron took over, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu had dinner with Kohen. Kohen's not allowed to be metamei lemeisim. So how can he go and take Yosef? Yeah? Ah. All the Bnei Yisrael, he was clever. He waited till all the Bnei Yisrael were very busy, going, taking the gelt, come to Hoyz, Yosef said, a mess mitzvah, get him an emmer, chacham leg, Moshe Rabbeinu used his chachma to work out the situation where he would be the only one who would take the mitzvah. Okay, that's a document. Amen. But more than that, let's go a step further. And this is a very important lesson for us. There are many times in life when we have to do mitzvahs, and we have a choice. We could go there, do a mitzvah, go there, mitzvah. It's because this was the question that obviously you asked. The Klal Yisrael were commanded to take Gesserazah. Unfakeh, Ishtek Tachim Medrash, they didn't want to. Hakkish Bohr had to say, Daven, no, go and beg them, please take them. Come because the religion were reluctant to take the gold, the gold and silver. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, mitzvah, mitzvah. So come to Hoyf, they're also doing a mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, they're doing a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah. Ah, yeah. But here's where the chachma comes in. Here's where the discerning person. Well, many times in life we have a situation where we have mitzvahs to do. The halachas, which come first, Talmud Torah, whatever, you've got two different mitzvahs to do now at the same time, and you have to make a choice. Okay, so apart from where the halacha decides, there are times when chacham lev, there are mitzvahs which you get no personal benefit out of it, and there are some mitzvahs which you line your pocket with. There are some mitzvahs which give you a personal advantage. Moshe Rabbeinu chose a mitzvah where you got no personal advantage. I'm doing it kulo lishmo. Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. The one who used his chachma to work out, I have a choice to do this mitzvah or that mitzvah. If I do that mitzvah, I get a personal advantage. I become a rich man. Let's do a mitzvah where there's nothing in it for me. The chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. As I brought in the Svarim, and I think let's add, not particular. I didn't see this in the Sefer, but I think we can add quite more than that. When the Klal Yisrael sinned by the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dizahov, Kabiyachol, you're to blame. You gave them all that gold. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that in taking the money, there's a risk element there. There's a potential risk. I don't get involved. Moshe Rabbeinu went for a mitzvah where there's no potential risk. There's no personal advantage, and there's no risk of an aveinu. So that's why the Medrash calls him Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, because he uses chokhmah in choosing the mitzvah.
But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't entitled to any booty anyway. Only those Yidden who worked, and Levim didn't work.
So the Levim weren't allowed to have any. I hear you, entitled to.
Is it there to go to their mitzvah?
No. I don't know. Could be. Perhaps. Only in the, and so those that didn't, the Levim, are you saying the Shevet Levi couldn't have any visa? Okay.
I'm not saying I'm asking you.
No, I hear your point. I don't know. Don't know. I haven't got anything to say on that. Okay? Right, let's have a little look at a mathematical situation. It says that when Paro came to chase the Bnei Yisrael, he took with him Sheish Meos Rechev Bochot, 600 of his top chariots. Yeah? State-of-the-art tanks, Sheish Meir's Rechem Bocho, the best of them all. He took 600. Why did he choose 600? So it says like this. When the Yidden are down, and the Goyim are our enemies, and they're powerful, the Pasuk says, Shnayim Yonisu Revova. In Hazinu, Akash Bochum says, Shnayim Yonisu Revova. When unfortunately, Klal Yisrael are being pursued by the Goyim, and their enemy are more powerful, they are the two of our enemies can pursue 10,000. So the ratio of enemy to it is 1 to 5,000. So Nebuch, an enemy of the Eden, 1 can harm 5,000. Right, okay. So if it's 1 to 5,000, and Klal Yisrael was 600,000, so 5 into 600 is 120. So Paro should have taken, are you with me? Yeah, in the Mass, yeah. Paro should have taken 120 chariots. Got 1 to 5,000, and therefore 120 to 600,000. So why did he take 600, which is 5 times the amount? Because Kamushimon of Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right at the beginning, the Torah tells us that only 1 out of 5 Yidden left Mitzrayim. But Kamushimon of Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. But Paro didn't know that. Because when did the 4/5 of the Rishoyim, as the Pasuk calls it, died during the Choshech, in order that Paro Taka shouldn't see? So Paro was of the in opinion that there were 3 million people going out, not 600,000, 5 times the amount. So he worked out, I need 600 chariots. He took 600 chariots. However, there was superfluous. He only needed 120.
You see, the three women and children met the...
Not the men, just the men folk.
Yes, yeah, but they were reading through, but the account women and children made the 3 million.
Yeah, but he doesn't need chariots for women and kids. Yeah, he doesn't need chariots, that's for the men he needs the chariots. Right, as we've mentioned... Yeah, so as we mentioned, Chamushim, all of Bnei Yisrael mentioned, so this pasuk, I've gone back to the pasuk previously, right, where Rashi gives us two pshatim. Rashi tells us what's Chamushim mean. So Rashi tells us, first of all, it means mezuyonim, armed, prepared. Chumash means armed, yeah? Because if you go in a midbar, you have to take with your goods in advance. So Chamushim, they went prepared with all the necessities. Or if you say weapons, you want to say they took weapons with, because Rashi says later on when they fought Amalek and they had other wars, where did they get weapons from? So they took them with them from Israel. Chamushim, all of them is a man from Israel. That's what Rashi says. Okay. And then Rashi says, 1 out of 5. Okay. There is rather a strange Targum Yonasan and a strange Targum Rishalmi on this Pasuk Chamushim. Beautiful. Right. The Targum Yonasan says, I didn't write it down, the Rosh, okay, but I've got it here. The Targum Yonasan says that each Yid went out of Mitzrayim betaflo, b'chamish taflo. Every Yid who went out, Mitzrayim went out with, you got the Rosh, that's good, thank you. Targum Yonasan says, the whole chad, each one, im chamsho talfin, with 5 children, saliku b'nei Yisrael me'arad Mitzrayim. Every year took 5 children with him. So there were 600,000 men, and they all had 5 children that he took with. As they've taken Targum Yonasan. Targum Yerushalmi says something a bit different. He says, what's chamushim? Chamushim means armed, b'oivodo tova, with good deeds. Saliku b'nei Yisrael me'arad Mitzrayim. The Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, chamushim, with ungeladen with Torah mitzvahs, with mitzvahs, Masim Torah. Two Targumim here, Targum Yonasan and Targum Yerushalmi. So the Targum Yonasan, of course, sorry, what was my Targum Yonasan, of course. Every year that 5 children, the statistically you can't be. The whole of the said only had 5, everyone had 5. And if that's so, what's the positive telling us for? What do we need this? A piece of information which is completely unnecessary. So the Be'er Yosef's Zok Pshat like this. Beautiful. One out of five survived during the Choshech. Come to Chos, out of every five families, there were four sets of Yesomim and Amos. Yeah? Yes.
Only those who worked had six in one go. And those who died, they
didn't. No, Start again. Chamushim olam b'nei Yisrael. Five, four-fifth died in the Yemei Choshech. Come to Choshech. Let's say there's five families here. Family one, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four were Rishoyim. Obviously, the fathers. We're not talking about the children. The father was a Rosh Hashanah. So four fathers died, and the fifth father stayed alive. So out of every five families, there's four families where the children are Yisoyim, and the wives, then Almona. And the whole of Klal Yisrael, as they state, one out of five. Who looked after the Almona and the Kindle? Every Yid took upon himself four families to look after. So he went out with not five children, five families, five sets of children, his own and four other families he took with.
What happened to all these children?
They grew up in the Midbar.
600,000 when they left. 600,000.
Okay.
So millions and millions.
You got a problem there. There were four times as many as them. Yeah, yeah. The 600,000 who went in, the 600 when they left the Midbar, 600,000. What happened to where? Yeah. Okay. That's a good question on the Yerushim Ben Uzziel. Yeah, where did they get to? Yeah, in the Hanam. Oh, but from this point of view, is there a shame that every Yid went out of his way and took with him for... He said, I'm going to go to the park. So you say to your friend, your next door neighbour, I'll take your kids, come on, we'll go to the park. Well, I'll take them with, we'll go to the seaside, I'll take your family. Yeah, you're busy, you can't manage. Mummy's not well, I'll take the children to the park, I'll take them to the seaside. Oh, but when you're going on a very difficult journey... Yeah, sorry, I've got enough to contend with my own family. I don't need four. Yet, Klal Yisrael went one every year, took with him four families extra. That's why the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Ungelod mit Mitzvahs. Well, where's Ungelod mit Mitzvahs? In Mitzrayim, Akashwahu had a difficulty to take them out because at Erem Ve'erio, Ve'er Olaye, forever, and after Erech Mishmah says, it was the Mech Emerach, but the Mech Hayi. The Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim were naked and bare, they had no Mitzvahs. Akashwahu had to find Mitzvahs for them. A damn Pesach and damn Mila in order to get them out of Mitzrayim. And a week later, the Ungelod mit Mitzvahs, the Torah Mitzvahs, yeah, every family took with them. Azach Chesed, as a Sashwer, Azach to do, well, bring up Yeren's kids, it's difficult. Your own kids, bring up four other families, he'd look after them, besides the finance, all the looking after the kids. Klal Yisrael went off, Ungelod the Mitzvah, 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 that's Chabushim. That's the end time, Yerushim, with the time, Yerushal. Let's move to the edge of the sea. Let's go to the seaside, okay, let's go to the beach, okay. Come to the beach, we have Klal Yisrael here in a difficult situation. Klal Yisrael, Vayisro B'nei Yisrael, Zei Nehem, Yenei Mitzrayim, Nesei Achareihem. Klal Yisrael looked back and they saw Mitzrayim, according to Rashi, it's in singular Mitzrayim because they saw Saroi Shel Mitzrayim, the Malach of Mitzrayim came from Shamayim, every Ummah has a Malach, and L'chura it means that if the Malach is coming with, that means he's in power, he's okay. So therefore, Klal Yisrael v'yiru, oyvei, Shamayim, the Malach Sashal Mitzrayim is on their side. We're in terrible trouble and they were very scared. Vayitzaku el Bnei Yisrael el Hashem, and the Bnei Yisrael cried to Hashem, okay. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Al Tirol, don't be afraid. Stay where you are, because today, what you see Mitzrayim today, they won't, you won't see them ever again. Hashem Yelochim Lochem, Hashem will fight for you, Va'atem Tacharishun, and you remain silent, Sazayin Gut. Klal Yisrael, it'll be alright. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Sakrish Bohu says to Moshe, Matzi Tzak Elai, why do you cry to me? Dabel B'nei Yisrael V'Yisol, speak to the Yidden, and they should go forward. Va'ata horeim es matcho, lift up your stick, unutei es yodcho, stretch out your hand, alayom, and split the sea, and they go in through dry land. So, the B'nei Yisrael cried, when they saw the situation, it says in the Pasuk, B'nei Yisrael cried El Hashem. They cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyvah. The next Pasuk, in a way, seems to contradict that. Because in the next Pasuk, they shouted at Moshe, Vayomer Moshe, what Vaitaku B'nei Yisrael El Hashem? How do we picture that? B'nei Yisrael are in a terrible sorrow, the Mitzrayim are behind us, the sea is in front of us, the Midbar left to left and right, we were trapped, so they cried to Hashem, because the Zach, they davened. Then the next pasuk it says, "Hamibli in kamarim b'Mitzrayim." Is it because there was a shortage of graves in Mitzrayim? You took us to die in the midbar. We told you to leave us alone. Hadova shedivar alecha b'Mitzrayim chadal mimenu toiv lona avodes Mitzrayim. We were better off in Mitzrayim. That's not the behavior of people who are crying to Hashem for rachmonos. They're shouting at Moshe. And then Moshe said to them, "Be quiet. Hashem will fight for you." So the Medrash says that there were four groups of people, only four. When there's 10 yidden in the room, there's 10 opinions. Yeah, there's 10 dais. Here there were 600,000. There were four dais of what to do in the dilemma. There were four sets of people. How should we deal with the situation? One lot said, "Let's stop." No, what can we do? No. One lot said, "Let's fight. Fight to the death." One lot said, "Let's surrender." And one lot said, "Let's commit suicide, let's run into the sea." Four opinions of what to do. The tzaddikim are the ones of Ayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. They damage to Hashem, come on, the Moshe will help us. That was their attitude towards the situation. Moshe Rabbeinu answered all four. In these two psukim, he answered all four. He told them, all four of them, what to do. Al tiro, don't be afraid. The solution to the problems is as follows. Hisyatsu. Those of you that say, "Throw yourselves into the sea," hisyatsu, stay where you are, never into the sea. Or uves ishuas Hashem. And those of you that say you should surrender, don't go back to Mitzrayim and surrender. Asher re'isim es Mitzrayim hayoyim, lo yisusim v'lo yisma'adoyot. They won't be here tomorrow. So he's surrendering to a people that are already gone. The third group says, "Let's fight Hashem yilochim lachem." Hashem will do the fighting. And the others say, "Daven ma'atem tacharishu," and you remain silent. Don't daven. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with the four groups. But the next apostle gives us a bit of a problem. Hashem said to Moshe, now where's Hashem coming on this? Ma titzak elai. So Rashi, lomadu, we haven't heard that Moshe davened. Lamadu, from here we learn. So Moshe opened to Mr. Malin, Moshe was davening. Okay, so the Klal Yisrael did A, B, C, D, and wanted to do A, B, C, D, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself was davening. Now is not the time to daven at length. Yidden are in trouble. It's not the time. That's not the time. That's the time to daven. So Chayis Anders told him, "Yeah, you daven, but nishka langish meneses. Daven and umalish meneses. Loi eis la harich bitfilon." But come on, when Klal Yisrael are in a moedik at tzorah, and the tzaddik, the god of Hadoesh, ate on daven, they ain't daven like Gishmanesis. What's the Shmuchel saying? Lo yeis, laharich mitzvilah. About it, laharich mitzvilah. And then the Rashi goes on, the Shmuchel says, ein lohem elo lisa. All the Yidin have to do is to go forward. Ein lohem elo lisa. Kedai lohem, and I'll split the sea. Okay. So the Pshat's like this. We know that Pshat, the Yidden stood there by the Amsof, there was a Muiridikah Din in Shemaim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was poised and ready to do the Kriyas Yamsof, to take the Yidden through, to turn nature upside down, to take the Yidden through by a Bosho, and to destroy the Mitzvah. That was the Shmuchel's plan, and that was his wish. No, the Malach, the Satan, the Sashal Mitzrayim came along and said, "Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's going on here? Yisrael, Oyser Shah, or Yisrael, Oymdim Badim." There was a Muiridik Din in Shemayim. Because Achmochus said, "Well, come on, the Yidden now have been oppressed, the Mitzrayim are oppressed, and it's right." So the Malach says, "Come on. The Yidden said the Avodah Zarah. Halalu Avodah Zarah. Halalu Avodah Zarah. They're the same. Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. Yeah? So, why you differentiate? You can't do this." When there's Din, when the Din is in power, the Rachmim can't get there. Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his Rachmim ready. With Rachmim, Hashem would save the Yidden. But when the Din is powerful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to obey the rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows the rules. Yeah, he said to Moshe, I want to, but Mechkenisht, the Malach, the Satan, the Mekatreb, the accuser, he's got a point, right? Got a point. So, what am I going to do with it? I'm the body. So the answer, of course, is, come on, you silly fellow, you're mad about the Yidden Tshuva. In Mitzrayim, they were talking about Abed Azar. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them before Pesach, Mishchu, Okechu lachem tzoylem mishpuchay tzechem mishachtu ha-Pesach, Mishchu yideichem min Abed Azara. So the Yidden, by taking the Korban Pesach, were oiked Abed Azara, they did Teshuvah. So the Yidden have done Teshuvah. Zot the Satan, yes, so did the Mitzrayim do Teshuvah. Because it says here in the Pasuk, the Mitzrayim said, On Musa Mipnei Yisrael, I will flee Ki Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Milcham Lehem Be Yisrael. That the Mitzrayim were Maki Hashem, Yudke Vovke. Come on, for them, that's Shuva. So they said Abu Dazara, they said Abu Dazara. They did the Shuva, they did the Shuva. So Moshe said to Moshe, Matitzak Eli, Dabin Betnish Helfer. What do we need? We need that the Yidden should empower Rachmin. The Yidden have got to get the Rachmin in force. They've got to bring the Rachmin. So what should they do? They need now to do another mitzvah. They need now to do something which will give Rachmin the Akshmok, the power to be able to use his Rachmin. So what is that mitzvah? That they will go into the sea, Be'emunah, without question. And the Emes, if you read the Pesukim in order, it's a stamshat in the Rashi, it's a bit difficult. Hashem said to Moshe, Mati Takelai, don't cry. Tell the B'nai Yisrael to move forward, and you go and split the sea. Without, I'm telling you here now, I should have said, tell the Eden, don't have it anymore. Go and split the sea, and tell the Eden to go through. If they tell the Yidden to go and then split the sea, that's the Zuchus. Let the B'nai Yisrael go forward. And they will then have a Zuchus of Amuna Dike and Muna in Moshe Rabbeinu. Amuna Dike and Muna in Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu and in the B'nai Yisrael. And with that, they'll be able to come through and I can evoke and arouse the Koyach Rachman. And the Meshach Chokhmah said, I saw it as a Shtikla Chidik. Meshach Chokhmah says, That Bnei Yisrael Yisrael, why not just, don't say anything, just get up and start walking. Moshe Rabbeinu, you start walking to the sea and they follow you. All the way along, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says like this, all the way along when they were going, Moshe Rabbeinu went in front. Moshe Rabbeinu walked and they followed him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said here, Dabel Bnei Yisrael Yisrael, you go to the back. Let them go. They have to go forward. And that's Pshah, Yisam Malach Olekim, HaHoylech Lifnei, Machnei Yisrael, Vayelech Mechareim. Another pshat. Malach is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishlach Malach Zeh Moshe. Right? So the Malach of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, who normally traveled in the front, now is going at the back. Dabel B'nei Yisrael V'Yisot. Well, they have to be first and go into the sea, show that emunah, and that way you can evoke the Rachmin. And with this Mahalach here, we can go a step further. And Meshach Hachma also brings another medrash. When the Malach was complaining, Halo Avodah Zarah, I love the Avodah Zarah, they're the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Malach, Shoite. What a stupid argument. V'chi mitoich Yishuv Avduha. Did the Yidden serve Avodah Zarah out in a nice situation, in a Yishuv? Elo loy Avdu, elo mitoich Shibud v'tiruf das. The Yidden served Avodah Zarah because of the circumstances, because of the difficulties they were living in. And as soon as the difficulty was taken away, as soon as the Shverkaten were gone, then they straight away came back to normal and they served Hashem. So the Yid in normal circumstances serves Hashem. When things are out of control, when he's in a shibud, when he's in a difficult situation, then he loses himself and he goes off the path, he strays a bit, but the Mitzrayim are put faket. Mitzrayim, when they're b'shalva, they're a shoim, and they panic the Eden, and they do Avodah Zarah, and when they're in trouble, they say, Ah Hashem. So it's the other way around. So the Eden, Avad halo d'avodah zarah, halolo av d'avodah zarah. Halolo as teshuvah, halolo as teshuvah. But look at the truth, what the situation is. They said d'avodah zarah, not really. It wasn't the real Yid. The real Yid said Hashem. And the real Mitzri said d'avodah zarah. And you can connect this with another Meshach Chochmah back in the Akedah. The Meshach Chochmah asked the famous Kasha, is state doch. Nachshava toivach mochum tzavu lemaise v'ayah Yid. V'ayah goy, fakem. Come on. It's got to be Emma, it's got to be Din. Why is Akshmoch who favor the Yidin? A Machshava Tova counts for Maise, no? So he says that came from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, b'shas the Akedah. He stood there, v'yaleu lo'oilo tachas benoi. When he took the knife and he shechted the lamb, it's ke'ilu is shechting Yitzchak. He was sitting there, and he was standing there in his mind, and he was, to him it was Yitzchak. He was shechting Yitzchak. It was a lamb, but in his mind it was Yitzchak. And everything he did when he was out at the dam, it was Yitzchok. When he burnt the meat, it was Yitzchok. So the Machshava, Avraham Avinu planted within Klal Yisrael this Mahus, this identity that I am Ovid Hashem, that what I'm doing out here, everything stems from what my Machshava is. Avraham Avinu did not Shecht Yitzchok, it's called the Kedas Yitzchok. He did Yitzchok, Afrosh El Yitzchok, it's called the Ashes of Yitzchok. There's no Ashes of Yitzchok. But it's called Afrosh El Yitzchok because the Emes is Dosit Avraham. Avraham is that he wants to save our Kedas Bochum. When we go away, it's because we're not ourselves, really. We're not in our normal situation. The normal Pintali Yid builds Din and the Nevodish Lot. The famous Kasha on the Rambam, how the Rambam explains Get Ma'usa, right? You force someone to give a get, a coin, he's got to give a get. If he marries a Grusha, we force him to give a get. Either Din is a get Ma'usa is possible. If you give a get, if you force a person, if you give him a pech till he gives a get, it's possible. He's got to give it Barotza. So the Rambam, because that is the Barotza. Because he doesn't want to. The coin wants to do right. He's got the Eitzahara. The Eitzahara is blocking it. But the real me is I want to save HaKadosh Baruch. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo Matzit Tzake Elai, the Yidin should just go to be what they really are, demonstrate a Maisa of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will tip the scales, and there'll be Rachmim HaKlal Yisrael B'Nitzvah. All right, let's move out of the sea to the other side. Let's have a little look at Morah. One Kleinigkeit here in the story in Morah. A lesson for life in Morah. Based on the Netziv. The Netziv says more or less what I'm going to say to you now. He says they came out of the Yam Suf and they came into a Midbar. At Vayelchu Shloishes Yomim Bamidbar, they went for 3 days in the Midbar and they never found water. Now, the Pashtus, they didn't have tens of thousands of litres of water with them. They didn't have it. What did they have? It's already now after Yom Tov. It's a week after. 10 days, 12 days, and taking his time. They didn't have water. They went 3 days in Midbar Shur, and they never found any water. And it doesn't say there was a problem. Nobody was thirsty. Nobody wanted water. Go on. They came tomorrow. And oh, there's water here. Ah, v'layoch rishtos mimayim imoro. It's all water there. Oh, we've got water. And they went to Kotz. It's not drinkable. Keep on him here. V'ayeloinu ha'mal Moshe man ishte. Oy vey, can we have to drink? What until now? You don't need it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them go 3 days in the Midbar without water. 3 million people and no one was thirsty. Yes, yeah, okay, yes. So, Gevaita. They saw water. Oh, I want some water. Das nicht. We go through life wanting things we don't need. Oh, no, and so you want it. Now you need it. Now you've got to have it. Can't do without it now. I was supposed to say to Moshe, no, now you have made the need. You have created a situation where you're now short. You weren't short before. We see things and we want them. And because we want them, we feel we need them, and then without them, we're upset and we're unhappy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, here's a lesson. Now, all right, yeah, now they take a need. They take it genuinely, they're genuinely thirsty. So I'll give them water, but don't create the need. Let's go to the morning. 2 points in the morning. Klal Yisrael had nothing to eat, right? The ugal they took from Mitzrayim, now, again, this is 60 meals. 60 meals they had from the remainder of the matzah, was left over. And now it came, on the Sunday morning, after 60 days, there was no matzah left, and so they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, we need food. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu, told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hinani mamti lachem lechem min hashamayim," and there's the whole business. The mom will come now. Okay, and they didn't know what is it. Never seen this before. What is it? So in the end, the pasuk says, "Vayikru beisus al hashamay mom." They called it mom. Says Reb Shimon Shalafal, here's another lesson for life. In Lashon HaKodesh, there are three major terms for food. One is lechem. One is teref nosan direyov, and one is mozoin. All those three words have a connection with fight. Lechem hum lemilchama, mozoi zayon, weapons, teref, tearing. Mon means a portion ready, a prepared portion. People imagine that it's tough to make a living. You have to get out there in the marketplace and you've got to fight your way through. You've got to push, you've got to fight, you've got to compete, you've got to get up early in the morning, But people imagine that, you know, if I have to tell a bit of a white lie, it's in business, what can you do? In business, you've got to be ruthless, you know, it's the one who's ruthless, get through it, yeah? I've got to chop out the deal before Yemen. Teref, Mozoin, Lechem. What you're going to have is mon. Your packet is already labelled. Its package is in Shemayim with your name and your address on. Whether you fight or you don't fight, whether you cheat or you don't cheat, it's there for you. You don't need to fight, you don't need to pull, you don't need to lie, you don't need anything. It's mon. That's the lesson of mon. Mon is that it's zuma min Shemayim. What a lesson, but Klal Yisrael here for the Atsev Kaladoira, the most shvetz that the people have in mind, the most people who get ulcers and get the depression and get hard problems because of heartache, because of finance, because of business, because it's not going. Manu, the Rebbein Yisrael has got it already, by Yikru Veish Yisrael Shemayim, Mon, and does it us. It's already Min HaShemayim for you, packaged and labelled with an address on. Good, the Rebbein Yisrael says, just a minute, we need a postman. And the postman to deliver it is your tefillah, is your emunah, your bitach, and your ishtadlis. You have to do something. You can't just sit back. All right, for passage, you have to get up and do. But what you're doing isn't bringing it. And people say, you know, you have somebody been had a job for 30 years and a good job, and then the collapses. The business goes and he's now out of the job. What am I going to do? He's got just chasna to make now. He's got to need thousands of pounds in. Until now, Bach Hashem has been reading the one. What am I going to do? In a panic, I've lost my job and I can't sleep at night. The diversion's only got one way of giving you your panos of that job, and once that company's gone, you're finished now. Manu, it's prepared for you. The diversion wants you to do something, go and do. But what you're going to get, you're going to get. And what you're not going to get, you're not going to get. So, Machshin Nishma Sugar, Manu. Akash Bohu's got ready for you what you need in this chayim. Akash Bohu's got ready for you, Manu. Finally, what is Manu? In a sefer, Mura Dikei Ha'ara. The Ramban explains what mon was. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Lechem Abirim Ochal Ish. Lechem Abirim, the food of Malochim, Ochal Ish. The Bnei Yisrael ate in the Midbar the food of Malochim. Now, what does that mean? We know Malochim don't eat. They're not physical beings. They don't eat. Now, Pshat is, every Nivra, everything that was created from Malochim down to whatever, needs chius, needs something, needs food, if that's the right word to use, needs something to keep it going, needs something to keep it energy. Whatever it is, domains, they all need something. We need food, water, we need air, we need these things. Malochim, what gives them chius? Shechinah. The Shechinah. They live from the rays of the Shechinah. Right? The bright light of the Shechinah gives them the energy. Yeah? Solar energy, nuclear energy, Himmeldicke energy. The Malochim live, that's the Lechem Abirim. The Malochim live by eating, by basking in the Shekhinah. The Ribbono Shel Olam took the Shekhinah and made it into a physical Zach. He made Ziv HaShekhinah Sheniskashay. The glory of Hashem's Shekhinah, which became a physical Zach. You picked it up in your hand. You had a ball, according to the Pesach and Pesukim, a transparent ball. Think of a ping pong ball, but not white. A transparent ping pong ball, a bit bigger because it's an Omer, okay. You have a ball, a tennis ball, Chreis, a tennis ball, a clear, transparent ball, and you're holding in your hand a piece of Shekhinah. And that's what the Eden ate. And Ataka saw some of many years, I've always queried this, and Ataka saw it again in the Sefer. The Ataka made a bracha. Hamoitzi lechem min hashamoyim. Yeah, Ataka saw that somewhere. I was wondering, what did they do, didn't they? Hamoitzi lechem min hashamoyim. Because this is lechem. Lechem doesn't mean bread. Lechem means sustenance. Min hashamoyim. Come to Chos Hazoi. a pele, something unbelievable. I'm holding in my hand a piece of Shechina. I have a ball, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam Shechina. The Bnei Yisrael were told, rules and regulations. Eat it today, don't leave it over until tomorrow. The Lord Shomu El Moshe, Dosan and Amirim disobeyed, Vayosirim Memenu Adoshim Adboikeh. They left it over until the morning. Vayivash. It stank, and it came wormy. Pardon? If you leave a piece of fish out the fridge for 3 months, it'll stink. And it'll get full of worms. It'll rot, because bacteria will, the chemical reaction, I don't know exactly how it works, but you know, we know, food will go bad, because food has already all these that will get rotten from. This is Shechina. How can Shechina go bad? I mean, it can't go rotten and smell. Elomai, that's the curve on a chet. A chet can take Shechina alone and can be awful. Harm it, damage it, break it, spoil it, make it stink. Korach v'chet. Isn't that a lesson that was happening in this parasha before we came to Matan Torah? The korach v'chet, the psukim is exceeded, and the Torah it says often lo tzuchal. You can't do this. So of course I can do it. You know, people will notice it was the last one. Can the last one please put the light out? Of course he can. Would he put out the light out? That's not can, right? So loisuchal, you cannot do this. Of course I can do it. But what it means is that you have to have so much yirah shemayim that you can't do it. Echkenish, the Ribbono Shel Olam said I can't do it. Like a statement Shachachim brings that Malachim do have a bechira. They do have bechira. They could either decide to do or not to do. But their recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what disobeying means they just can't do it. Like we can't put our hand in the fire. We might have put something in the fire of immense value. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva said, Tzadik Livracha, one speaking, many years ago, those of you know still in the football pools, people did the pools in those days, the top money was £75,000. It was wow! Can you imagine you won the pools, but you threw the paper in the fire by mistake? Yeah? You put your hand in, you won't put your hand in. Once you've got a burning fire and you've thrown the pool's coupon in the fire, and if you haven't got the coupon, you can't claim your win. It's burning there! Put your hand in. You just can't. What do you mean you can't? You've got millions there. You can't. Why can't you? Because it's so clear to you that by putting your hand in, you'll cause immense harm. You can't do it. You can. Physically, you can. But you won't, because your mind tells you can't. That's how it has to be with an Avera. The Avera is so terrible. The Malachim just can't do wrong because they can't see the consequences. We have to have as a Hakoro to recognize the consequences. So, if you see Hashem and they disown me, that's my great wish. But that's super. Shams. Hey. Amen. Amen.